Africa's airwaves and the surrounding areas on 94.9. We are Kombon Radio.
Kombon Radio.
Kombon Radio.
23 hours.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Bulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Ngombe residents are called for clinic upgrade to level 1 hospital. In African news, the Ghana Parliament passes anti-LGBTQ plus bill. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Ngombe compound in Lusaka have appealed to government to upgrade a Ngombe clinic into a level 1 hospital due to the growing population it serves. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Ruth Ziawa told Kombon Radio News that the facility caters not only for people in Ngombe, but also residents from Kasisi, placing significant pressure on the clinic's resources. Ms. Diawa said the clinic is understaffed, resulting in long waiting hours for patients with situations where only one doctor attends to a large number of people. She noted that the increasing demand for healthcare services requires the deployment of more medical personnel and improved infrastructure. The residents have since called on government and relevant authorities to enhance the staffing levels and strengthen health service delivery at the facility.
So that is the cut on towards in the food team, the manpower of Ngombe clinic in the first class, my mind day, like share a so that doctor could share more this, but we look up emergency, but choke up and don't emergency, Shuja, and look here, Jamalai. So it's not go put a bomb at second employee, my doctors from Ngombe clinic.
A local non-governmental organization, Equilite Initiative in Kapirimponshi, has intensified efforts to address the period poverty among adolescent girls. Speaking after donating sanitary pads to girls at Kapirimponshi Secondary School, Equilite founder Kangwa Kasonde said many girls lack access to proper menstrual hygiene information and sanitary products, a situation that affects their health and school attendance. Ms. Kasonde said the initiative also targets young persons with disabilities to ensure no one is left behind.
So Kapiri, being a transit district which is linking the route to Congo DRC as well as to Tanzania, is a huge hotspot. You find that there's a lot of transactional sex happening in this district, which puts the adolescents and young people who are our primary targets at high risk of contracting HIV and AIDS. So being a former district that once implemented the Dreams Initiative, there was a huge gap when the dream sites were closed. So we came up together as young people, as women who have worked on the Dreams Initiative before, to try and bridge that gap and ensure that we sustain the current gains that we had. So we teamed up with Ministry of Health, Ministry of Education, Department of Social Warfare, and also the local leaders who we worked closely with.
And Kapirimposhi Secondary School guidance teacher Sabina Mbela urged learners to ignore myths surrounding sanitary pads, saying the products help girls remain comfortable and attend classes consistently. Meanwhile, the teacher in charge of the school's special unit thanked Equilife for the donation, describing it as timely support for vulnerable and physically challenged learners.
Special challenges, they are left out in most activities in our district. So we really thank you and continue with the same help that you're rendering to these learners with special needs. We really appreciate. God bless you.
Yes, I can start it with our learners are vulnerable, because most of the time, like sanitary towels, they'll end up asking from men. But the way they have provided for them, it will help them to stay away from asking money to buy, because others, they don't afford. So it will go a long way. They'll be motivated in coming to school each and every time. Yes.
A concerned resident of Lusaka Zamisisi compound has urged the citizens to vote wisely in the August 13th, 2026 general elections. Speaking to Combon Radio News, a resident only identified as Amai Daka said voters should support leaders with a proven record of delivering development and improving the welfare of communities. Ms. Daka noted that leadership requires a competence, a vision and commitment to serving the people. She stressed that not everyone who can afford nomination fees is suitable for public office, urging citizens to carefully assess candidates before casting their votes. She has since called on voters to elect leaders who will prioritize development and address the needs of the people.
Vandichenda kumavoti tike konzeri kuvota bwino bwino maona muntu amene anga kusungeni osati muntu akaganizira chabererwawo kanda vachabana ndalama 100 pin yopereka kuchani kukuja tine ndini nine ndine president onani muntu anyadza kuti azatisunga bwanji.
The Minister of Health in Nakonde District has intensified surveillance and preventive measures at the border to guard against the risk of Ebola, despite Zambia recording no confirmed cases of the disease. Speaking during a stakeholders meeting, Nakonde District Director of Health Services, Philip Munkonge, said the heightened response follows confirmed Ebola cases in neighboring countries, including the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. Dr. Munkonge said a screening of travelers has been strengthened, with health teams conducting strict checks for signs and symptoms of the disease. He added that hand hygiene and sanitation measures have been reinforced at key entry points, while cross-border engagements with Tanzanian health authorities are underway to enhance surveillance and response efforts. Dr. Munkonge has since urged the stakeholders and members of the public to remain vigilant and support efforts aimed at keeping Zambia Ebola-free. We break for a few commercials, but before that,